From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Thicker crude is approaching the Gulf coastline as crews continue efforts to dissipate the slick before too much of it gets to shore. The mayor of Grand Isle, Louisiana, says he's disturbed that subcontractors are being paid to work while displaced fishermen could be doing.
The fishermen are just standing at the dock watching everybody else go to work but themselves. Shame, shame, shame. We're not going to let that happen, I can promise you, in Grand Isle.
Camardell says he will take steps to prevent BP subcontractors from docking at Grand Isle. Cleanup continues in Nashville, where floods have devastated vast areas. From member station WPLN, Jacqueline Fellows reports that some of the storm victims are immigrants who have difficulty speaking English.
Most residents who live in Millwood Manor apartments in Nashville have only been in the country for a few years and have trouble speaking English. When a nearby creek flooded their first-floor apartments, residents lost everything. Rhonda Ibrahim says she's worried about her two kids because their papers for school, backpacks, and folders are ruined. She trembles as she rattles off a list of what else the family lost.
My kids' clothes, shoes, TV, and our computer, furniture like that, see? Everything.
A bed frame, a lamp, and a few bags are all the Ibrahim family has left. They sit in the back of a friend's blue pickup truck, waiting to be taken to higher ground. For NPR News, I'm Jacqueline Fellows in Nashville.
Consumer borrowing rose 1% in March to just under $2 billion. Danielle Carson reports the increase surprised analysts because it is only the second gain in more than a year.
The credit crunch that wreaked havoc on the economy's biggest engine, consumer spending, is easing somewhat. Banks tightened their lending standards in 2007. They've loosened the leash somewhat, but analysts say not enough. A Federal Reserve survey finds most U.S. banks still make it difficult for borrowers to obtain credit. Brian Bethune is chief U.S. economist with IHS Global Insight.
Certainly, I would say that once we get to the point where the banks start to ease up a little bit on credit conditions, then we'll start to get even more momentum in the overall economy.
Bethune says consumer borrowing is still well below normal levels, between $5 and $8 billion. But April's employment report should help turn that around. The private sector added more than 230,000 jobs, and he says that should give the recovery an extra push. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
A $140 billion rescue package for Greece is a done deal. European leaders approved the plan yesterday in Brussels. French and German leaders say they will set up what they call a financial defense plan this weekend. Leaders of the European Union say they need to have the euro protection system in place before markets open on Monday. This is NPR News. U.S. Envoy Kurt Campbell may visit Myanmar on Sunday for his second visit there in 6 months. Campbell also hopes to meet senior officials as well. Nobel Peace Laureate Aung San Suu Kyi, who spent most of the past 14 years under house arrest, may get a visit. Suu Kyi's Democracy Party won national elections in 1990, but has never been allowed to assume power. Her party was disbanded yesterday ahead of new elections announced for later this year. A Seattle TV station has aired a videotape of a policeman using racist language against a Hispanic robbery suspect. NPR's Martin Costi reports that the police department is investigating.
Cairo TV acquired the tape from a freelance photographer who apparently filmed the incident a few weeks ago. In the video, a group of Seattle police officers have a Hispanic man face down on the sidewalk as they try to figure out if he's connected to a nearby robbery allegedly perpetrated by Hispanic gang members. The police stomp on the suspect's legs and hands, and one officer's foot makes contact with the man's head. The same officer is heard yelling this. It's hard to make out, but the officer is saying he's going to beat the, quote, Mexican piss out of the suspect. The officers eventually released him and arrested two other Hispanics for the robbery. Police Internal Affairs is investigating. Seattle Mayor Mike McGinn says he found the video disturbing. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
Federal regulators say the number of banks' failures so far this year is already doubled that of 2009. 68 banks have failed this year. 4 institutions were closed yesterday. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, Washington.